We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If there isn't a real deterrent, would you say that they didn't do enough?
I think it's something we really have to look at. And I don't know how you get, you know, how you, if you're not in the clubhouse, and you don't admit yourself that you did it, how you take the word from another player that he was doing it. That's the hard part, you know? So like if you got caught with something on your body, you know, that to me definitely should be a suspension and a huge fine. But to say that someone was using it, it's his word against his word. That's pretty tough to penalize a player. So I think it's really difficult.
Joe Girardi a manager going on the record and saying that you have to look at the situation and maybe there should have been greater punishment. That was on the Golic and Wingo show this morning. Mm-hmm. So the controversy continues, and now everybody continues to talk about it. So there you go. People are angry.
Yeah, I
as they've been, Ike.
Yeah, I think people are upset, but don't realize how Rob Manfred came to the conclusion that this happened. He needed these players to corroborate the stories and the information. He needed them. And if you're negotiating with the union and they're not allowing you to separate these guys, in other words, there may be two or three guys that are willing to tell on everybody else. Well, the union's not going to let you do that unless you give everybody immunity. They're not going to let you let players turn against players. To save their own necks. And by the way, they shouldn't, because those players benefited from the cheating.
Yeah, I mean.
And the only reason they're telling is because they're caught and they're trying to save their own necks. So either we all get penalized or nobody gets penalized. And that's what happened.
Yeah, you're right. Except they got no real penalty. Right?
Well,
here's the penalty.
Other than public shame.
But here's the penalty. Bye-bye, World Series. Bye-bye. Take care. Like, I don't care if a player gets suspended a game or a game, 10 games, 100 games, no games. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fair that they're World Series champions. And that's what I would have done. Buster Olney from ESPN today said that there should be some type of a censure on the win. Like when you go to the record books, it should be mentioned. It should be mentioned that the 2017 Houston Astros were involved in this. And blah, 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 blah. And mm-hmm. So you're not necessarily taking away the title, but you're certainly in the record books calling it into question. And you're adding the additional information.
I don't have a problem with that.
Which they still could do.
I mean, I'm not in Houston. I wouldn't have a problem with that. If this were the Phillies, I don't know if we would feel that way, that they should take away the title.
No, of course not.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, of course not. It's self-serving for everybody. The Dodgers and the Yankees and other teams are saying, like, no, they shouldn't have that title.
Right.
Right? So it just depends, I think, where you are. Yeah. All right, Phillies, 2020, expecting a playoff run or not? Mike and Voorhees. Mike, how are you?
Guys, how are you?
What's the expectation, Mike?
What's up,
how are
Mike?
You?
I agree 100% with Ike. I think this team will fall short of playoff expectations. And even winning 90 games, I think the fact that there's a lack of talent is pretty obvious. I think you look at the rotation, the pitching staff, when you start looking at the rotation, and then you even look into their bullpen. I think the fact that they have three Munchkins, you know, anchoring third, short, and second base, I think that's a problem. I think you start looking at production from the center field position, which is an important position. And I think most importantly for my money is everyone kind of is chalking up Reese Hoskins' end of the year as to being like, that's the end of the year. That was like a bad end of the year. But when you really look back at it, if you look at the end of his 2018 year, he hit in August and September of 2018, he hit like 214 and 216 respectively. Yep. Like, at what point is this just not who he is? Like, and I think we're kind of hoping, you know, that he's something that he's not. But
So let me respond to that. You're right. You're right about that. It wasn't just last year. He went incredibly ice cold, mm-hmm. and then the team went ice cold in 2018 with an epic collapse. But Rhys Hoskins will be 27, play 20 at 27 years old this year. So he's not even, I mean, he's just entering his late 20s. And this is also going to be his third full season in Major League Baseball. It's his third season where he's a starter. So we can expect at least some improvement, especially with a new staff coming in, a new hitting coach,
yeah, we
a
can
new
expect
approach.
Some improvement, right? But is it going to be enough improvement?
Right, I know, but like Mike's looking at it and saying, like, well, this is Rhys Hoskins. It is what it is. And I can't look at Rhys Hoskins like that yet. Maybe after this year, okay. But I can't look at Rhys Hoskins yet and be like, oh, no, he's always going to – this is what he's going to be. He's got to hit 34 home runs in 2018 and 29 home runs last year, right? So even if he stays at that mark, he's a 30-home run hitter, right? And with a new hitting coach, without this whole launch angle crap, and him actually going up there and trying to do what he does at the plate, which is be a really good hitter. Like Rhys Hoskins in 2018 was an excellent hitter. His first year up, he was mm-hmm. an excellent hitter.
Mm-hmm. Until people figure out what he struggles with.
Okay.
And then he doesn't adjust.
Okay, but also when he's being told something that's contrary to his instinct, which is go up to the plate, he see the ball, hit the ball.
See, here, and I like Rhys Hoskins, but liking Rhys Hoskins – and hoping that he becomes something as opposed to looking and seeing what he is and facing what could be the reality of what Rhys Hoskins is. Like, we can't blame everyone else. Like, it's too many other guys in this league that are star players, that are all-star players, that don't have these type of issues, that are already established. If it's legit and if it's real, it would have already been established. Now, I'm not telling you he isn't a Major League Baseball player, but maybe Rhys Hoskins is just a little bit better than average player. If that. He's not an all-star player. He's not a guy that can carry your lineup. He's not Ryan Howard. He's not that caliber of a player. Maybe Rhys Hoskins is just a solid player.
Yeah, I could deal with that, actually. Right? I could deal with an above-average player. Honestly, Ike, I think if Rhys Hoskins makes an all-star team, it'll probably be one.
Right.
He's not going to be a perennial guy. No. You know those guys that make an all-star game because they have a really good first half.
Sure.
And they get in it, and they're like, oh, it's a good story. And then
you're like, what the hell happened to the rest of it? It's Dom Brown.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying
he's that, but I'm just saying that's an example of having a hot first half. And then where'd you go?
Jack Fritz, do you agree that Rhys Hoskins is more likely an above-average player than an all-star player?
Yeah, I think he's above average.
And that's great. Now, the problem is the team, you can't have Bryce Harper being your best player and Rhys Hoskins being your second-best player if he's only above average. That's
right.
Not enough talent.
That's the problem.
Unless you have other guys that also are above average. And we're talking about Gregorius. We're talking about Scott Kingery. We're mm-hmm. talking about Segura. Can he return to batting around 300?
I don't know if Kingery's above average.
Scott Kingery?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He is?
Right now? Maybe not. Last year he's not. I believe his peak is I think he's more of an all-star player than Rhys Hoskins is, because it's easier at second base to be an all-star player. Mm-hmm. But he also can put up numbers that would reflect an all-star type player.
First of all, he's not a second baseman.
Well, I think he's going to be. That's what they're trying to do now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're trying to.
Well, Segura's playing third base.
No, I hear you.
They better put him at second base. At least someone has some sense in this organization now. That's the other thing. There's actual sense in the organization. You know why? Because they're not taking their P's and Q's from Matt Klentak.
Right.
They're taking it from Joe Girardi. All right, Todd in Browns Mills. Todd, you have the expectation that the Phillies are a playoff team this year? What's up?
No. I think you're on the Gabe Kapler juice, to be honest with you. Forget the Ike juice.
Yes.
Dude, you got to figure, coming out of the East, they have to either beat the Nationals or the Braves. One of the other two teams should make the playoffs, the wild card. Then you have the Central, who, in my opinion, the Reds are probably just as good, if not better, than the Phillies. And you got the Mets in the Eastern mix. To say they're a wild card team this year, yeah, not so much.
So
are they going to be better?
What's your expectation?
Absolutely.
Then? Just a couple games different?
I'm figuring. Yeah. I think the biggest acquisition that they made this year was, hands down, Joe Girardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, hands down. But are they a playoff team this year? No. I think next year, once they get rid of Arrieta's garbage contract and then find somebody in the organization that's willing to say, hey, it's my time to step up, then they could work with a young kid and they'll have the, you know, the
they just need more talent, whether they have to buy it or it comes up through their system, Todd. They need more talent to really turn into a true contender. I'm not sitting here telling you they're a true contender. I'm making a pledge to be more positive with the Phillies because I actually think this is a team that's my expectation. I'm expecting a playoff team. I'm not coming in this season being like, well, last year we thought they were good and they really weren't, so I'm going to come in. And no, like, I really believe.
Well, last year they tried to sell us on Velasquez, Eflin, and Pivetta.
Yep. Yeah, Arrieta ended up being a total flop.
Right.
Pivetta was a flop.
Right.
Velasquez. McCutchen got hurt.
Right.
Hoskins went cold. Harper was streaky. He was cold
Segura
for a while.
Stunk.
Segura ended up being bad at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you can see why they were an 81-win team. And you know what else? They played.
We're around here cheering on Brad Miller.
Oh, Bamboo Miller. Bamboo Brad. Remember Jack?
And that lasted, what, 2 weeks?
Jack bought a bamboo plant and then left it to die.
He did.
I gave up.
Yeah, which was like in a week later, the thing was just sitting in there. And Cindy's like, you got to water these. And I'm like, yeah, that's Jack.
The bamboo
what
plant.
What is me?
What's you is you buy a plant, even if you're like, all right, the Phillies aren't going to win anything.
Well,
don't
he thought that was
going
to lead to some, yeah.
No. This is Jack and this is the millennial, mm-hmm. right? He just wanted the instant gratification of a video and a tweet and an Instagram where he's holding the bamboo thing so he can improve his brand. He didn't really care about the bamboo thing or anything else. It's just all about him.
Didn't know you stood up so much for bamboo plants.
But it's just you. It's typical of you. You just wanted the opportunity to be photographed and videoed, and then you moved on, like with Bryant Lent. I haven't heard a lot of Bryant Lent talk recently, Jack. Right? How's Bryant Lent
going?
What
happened, man? You're supposed to be a leader of the people.
Yeah. Yeah, how's that going?
The star player coming out and saying we're not going to get him kind of kills it.
They pour water on
him. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to lie to people?
No,
lie to people.
No, but you lied initially.
I'm still losing weight.
That's good.
No, but thanks, so you're saying the Lent's over. Bryant Lent's over because coming here.
I'm still participating. But, I mean,
what you're on now
is
a
what
diet,
I'm doing
not
is
a Bryant
Lent. I'm committing to losing 21 pounds so Fraud Middleton will understand why you have to go over the luxury tax and get premier talent.
Exactly.
I'm holding my owner accountable. That's all I'm doing here.
There you go. There you have it.
Leader of men.
Jack Fritz.
Thank you.
We'll see what potted plant he kills this year or whatever else.
Well, John Middleton's not a potted plant. So.
He is not, Jack. Liam in Lansdale. Liam, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
What's up, Liam?
How are you?
Hey, before I say my prediction about the Phillies, I just want to say something real quick about Hoskins. So right now, you know, I agree with you guys. He's just an above-average player. But I don't see any reason why, you know, whether it's this year or next year, he can be a top first baseman at baseball. I mean, I just saw a couple days ago, it took Max Scherzer, I think it was like 6 years to become an all-star. And now he's won 3 Cy Youngs. I mean, it's some guys just develop later. And, you know, I think Segura is a guy that can definitely get back to 300. And, you know, with last year, a lot of things went wrong for them. And I think this year, it's only going to take a couple things to get right. And I don't think Washington is nearly as good as they were last year. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to get that wild card. I think Atlanta's definitely going to win the division. I honestly think they can win over 100 games for the Braves, not the Phillies. But
right.
I can see the Phillies getting, you know, high 80s, low 90s, getting that wild card.
Yeah, it's kind of where I am. I mean,
I just don't see it, Liam. Unless you're telling me this team gets close to July 31st, they're in the hunt, and then the Phillies make a move, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they're in the hunt, I think they should definitely make a move because that's when you kind of have to assess, you know, are they going to be a playoff team or are they going to be a World Series team? And as of right now, I don't think they're a World Series team, but, you know, that's for, you know, Klentak to kind of assess at that point, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Liam, appreciate it. See, the thing with Joe Girardi that I think that most people will notice right away, and it's tough right now to really sell it because it's not tangible. It's not something that you can say you have this player, you have that player. But far too often last year, on a game-to-game basis, you just didn't see energy. It was after big losses, losing streaks, and things like that. Now, guys never quit on Gabe when they had opportunities to where it was like, all right, the season's over. They've responded to that kind of stuff. But on a day-to-day basis, you didn't see the energy. And I think that's something that Joe Girardi, you're going to see a noticeable jump in energy from these guys. Because you know what? They probably like coming out getting to the field.
The energy was there early for the Phillies. You remember all the handshakes and the different dances McCutchen was doing down in the dugout?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, some of that stuff left when McCutchen got injured. So he obviously was a guy that provided a little bit of...
Well, they were hot early.
Yes. And so they were having fun, yeah. And Bryce had a damn handshake with everybody on the team.
And then there weren't a lot of handshakes.
And then there weren't handshakes anymore. But that comes from the manager not being able to recreate some energy there and get these guys back to having fun.
That was just natural.
Yeah.
That wasn't... Sometimes you need to...
And that's what a manager has to do. Baseball seasons are long. These players go out there every day. They aren't machines, so they just can't hit an on switch, and all of a sudden they're playing like it's the first game of the week every time they go out there. So sometimes the manager is going to have to create an environment that produces energy, where these guys are having fun, where these guys look forward to coming in. That's part of what the manager has to do.
90 wins, Ike. I'm with Mitch. See, I motivated Mitch to call in earlier in the show.
Well, no, I've heard Mitch in the morning, and Mitch is excited about the Phillies. And quite frankly, hearing him talk about the team gets you excited, because I know he's an old-school baseball guy, and I know he's excited about having Joe Girardi
here as
the manager. Yes, and so is guys like L.A. and Larry Boa. These are all hardcore baseball guys, man. Right? Without being disrespectful or offensive to Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, these older guys that are former Phillies – this is what they were talking about last year.
It's like they just got paroled.
Yes. Right? I mean, it's the truth. It was like me when Chip Kelly was here. It's like, oh, hell, now I can speak my mind now.
Yep.
Seriously. I mean, that's what it was. When you have somebody that's so out of touch and is so outlandish with some of the things that they're doing and the things they're saying, people that have been around the game or what have you who object and disagree with a lot of this stuff, but you have an affiliation with the organization. You don't want to be out here killing the organization for a move that they've made. So it's not going to behoove these guys to be killing Gabe Kapler, even though they rolled their eyes every time they heard him speak after a baseball game.
No, and
John Crook up there calling games every day has to bite his tongue.
Because the Phillies are paying him.
Of course. Yeah. It's just reality.
Yeah, and even Larry.
It is what it is.
Larry qualifies some of his comments and be like, hey, listen, I like Gabe,
yeah,
but.
It is what it is.
Joe Girardi's going to bring this.
He's
Joe Girardi's
going
to bring
guy.
Rolls yes. to the bullpen.
Yes.
Yep. It's going to matter.
And if they feel that way, imagine how the players feel.
Yeah, they feel it.
When they were sitting here saying, oh, yeah, Gabe, we like him.
Yes.
They got no problem with Gabe.
I'm sure they did like him.
Yeah, I mean, they liked him because he didn't do anything.
Let's go to Sean. Chester County. Sean, what do you got? How are you?
So, gentlemen, my biggest issue, and first of all, I think they're going to fall short of the playoffs this year. I think Joe Girardi definitely makes them a better team. They will win probably 84, 85 games. But my biggest issue is with John Middleton, the cigar guy, because he's sending us mixed messages. Now, his stinking baseball team hasn't been in the playoffs for 8 years. That's atrocious. Right. I think they should be ashamed of themselves with baseball, not making the playoffs for 8 years and after making the playoffs for 5 straight years. But that's, you know, to kind of elaborate on that a little bit more, he's telling us by signing Bryce Harper and by bringing Joe Girardi in, and he's been on record saying, we want to win now. But the problem is, actions speak louder than words, and he's not letting his general manager go over the luxury tax to complete this rotation and to finalize this team so that they can be a playoff team. And that's frustrating because there were pitchers that could have completed this rotation, left-handed starters that would not have even costed a lot of money, and also quality veteran guys that could have helped this bullpen. They need at least a closer, worst case, a setup guy, and another left-handed starter, number three, number four type, to be even considered to be in the playoff conversation.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, there's a lot that you said there. I appreciate it. I don't think that the Phillies have done a good job in building this team. The fact that they're at the luxury tax level and still have as many needs as they probably do is really, I mean, it's reflective of the job that Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail have done building the team.
Yep.
I'm not going to look at John Middleton and be like, Middleton, you're a fraud. And it, like Jack's trying to say, or a lot of people out there are saying, they're spending. They're a top five salary team. And the salary that they're spending doesn't match the attendance at their ballpark. And certainly doesn't match their wins. So they're spending money. I'm not going to be mad at John Middleton for not spending money. They're spending over $200 million.
No, this isn't a Middleton thing. This is more or less, well, it's Middleton that put a clamp on the wallet or the checkbook. But I understand why. He's basically saying, Matt, you spent poorly. That's what he said. I got a top five payroll in baseball. And like you just said, I still have several needs. These are things you were supposed to address. I'm not going to give you the ability to continue to make bad decisions.
Right.
That I got to pay for.
This is the guy you want in charge of putting you over the luxury tax? This guy?
That's pretty much what the owner is saying, is that I've given you enough money to play with, and look what you've done.
Then why is he still here?
That's a great question.
Well, I don't believe John Middleton shouldn't be criticized, because you could also say that John Middleton was one of the reasons why Klentak maybe had to go in earlier than he wanted to go in. We'll never know. But if John Middleton last year was the year they had to do it,
right?
I don't know how instrumental he was. I don't know if he was really pushing him, let's go. Bottom line is Klentak hasn't done the job. Yeah. He hasn't. 888-729-9494. All of those people we just spoke about should be criticized. I'm not going to criticize Middleton for the amount of the money the team is spending. They spent enough money. 888-729-9494.
Poorly.
More Phillies talk on the other side. Also, Ike, I'm not going to say it's his worst take yet, but it's one of them. And that's saying a lot. Elliot Shore Parks with a Twitter take this morning for the ages. We'll reveal what it is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, let's talk about Mark's Jewelers for a second. Yep, Mark's Jewelers, you heard me say for years, have remarkable Jim and the team are up at Mark's Jewelers. For the ring that you're looking for, when you're looking for it, to give the woman of your dreams, well, do it this spring. And Mark's has an amazing selection of engagement rings to fit every budget, or you can create something custom with Mark's award-winning jewelry design team. Ike and I went to Mark's when we needed a custom prize for our Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament. And they deliver. Then they can help for you, too. Let Jim and his team at Mark's earn your business. They're one click away. Check them out online, marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.